It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and today is SB 1070 Day. That's right, man. There's hundreds of riot police all over the place. Downtown, we have some of the guys. We got four or five guys in here that were down there this morning. They're going, let me tell you a little story, and they're going to do it. Now, I promised you yesterday that we'd go ahead and talk about this, and this is what's going on. SB 1070 did not become law until, what was it, today that it was goes into effect? Okay, so today it's going into effect. That mic's not on. You guys don't get to play. So what happens is that I got the third one in here. What happens is we're going to go ahead and bring them in one at a time and go ahead and talk to them about what was happening on the street there. But a lot of people, what they don't know is what the law really says. Now, because it didn't take effect yet, if you went to the internet and you went to Arizona legislative, bills, or you went to Arizona revised statutes or whatever, the law is not there because it hadn't taken effect yet. But we have the bill that was actually passed. If you know where to look, you go on today's show, go to freedomsphoenix.com, and the top show for today, which is July 29th, the afternoon show, you go and you click in there, and there is a link that goes to the actual bill that was passed, okay? This is the verbiage. Now, there's some main things in here a lot of people don't know, and this is basically what happened, so you understand what's going on. What they did is the federal government filed suit saying, oh, you can't do immigration stuff. That's federal government stuff. We get to do that. You can't do that. We do that. And they go, oh, yeah, we can. Oh, no, you can't. Yeah, we can. No, you can't. Okay, well then, all right, well, maybe later we'll work out you can, but only if you are federal marshals or deputized as part of this multi-jurisdictional task force, fusion center, homeland security, you get the special extra stripe and you're really part of the federal government militarized local police guys, then you can, which is what they always wanted. In the mid-90s, during the Clinton administration, it was called multi-jurisdictional task forces, and everybody freaked out. Clintonistas, they're going to be bringing in the blah, 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 blah. And I'm telling you, then they're all worried about it. Are you worried about it now? Are you? That's been conditioned out of you. No, it's all right. Local guys can, yeah. And after 9/11, what happened? Local Phoenix police are being deputized as federal marshals carrying M16s at Sky Harbor International Airport. You think the feds got all these guys? They don't need to. They just, fund a little extra money here, a little sum for the home team. And, you need to have somebody come, hey, my car's being robbed. Yeah, whatever, we'll fill out a report over the phone. No, I mean, I can see him. Yeah, it's all right, ain't no thing. Oakland, California, where did the police chief say there? Making cuts, and so he goes, hey, we're not responding to anything. this is already happening. But you say, hey, but I think he was smoking a joint. Ooh, here come the helicopters. Because they're subsidized for that kind of stuff. It's social economic engineering. So now we have a law. We got a goal here, and the goal has always been to number us. It's always been it's national ID. It's a Social Security card. Okay. Well, I didn't get mine until I was 16. I wanted to get my first job. I get my driver's license, which they weren't linked at the time. Then I have children in the mid 80s, and you didn't have to have a Social Security number to have them born. They did it later when you claimed them as a dependent. They go, oh, you wanted to claim. You have children you claim as a dependent? Well, you don't get to have them as a dependent until you give them a Social Security number. Oh, really? Now it's, they got to get vaccinated with 15 gazillion different vaccines and go out of the hospital with a Social Security number, unless you know better. But, most people are just, yep, okay, Social Security number. Now they want to make it to where all of this identification, all your local stuff, all your when they say, I'll go on your permanent record when you're in second grade and you do something. Well, now they really mean it. Okay. It was all BS before. But now there's really a permanent record. So they want all of this data, your driver's license, those that requested a concealed carry permit, hunting licenses, fishing licenses, any, you know, your real estate license, your registration for blah, blah, blah. Heck, you know, you can't even download, you know, video on your camera without getting some proprietary software that wants your blood sample. You know, you think I'm kidding. We went through that today. One of the guys has it. We go, load it. I got to give them an email and a name. It won't even let me download my own video until I provide them with an email. They can send me an access code to let me do it on a proprietary software. I'm going, are you kidding me? Oh. So now we have SB 1070. I'm going to read the first paragraph. I mean, there's things in here. I'm going to read you the actual verbiage. It's up there. You just go look at it yourself. Link, click, there it is. Read it! Read it! You think you know what it says because Fox News and Clear Channel told you what it says, and it's all crap. Read what it says. What did they do? Every piece of the legislation from the time that a police officer comes in contact with an individual, they said, you know, we're putting a hold on that. You can't do that. We're going to leave the rest of it in place. What was the rest of it? All the national ID stuff. That's what's going into effect right now. So what do they have? They have the intent. We'll go over that. They have exactly what the mission is. They have the indemnification of any officer that does anything, because they tried this a few years ago in the Southeast Valley here, a small community there. They're rounding them all up. We're going to take care of it. Well, they got a bunch of U.S. citizens. Not everybody has their ID on them. You're walking around while Brown get on the ground. You know, we'll haul your butt off. Now you got to prove that you're a citizen. Lots of lawsuits and so on. So what the officers say, go, heck no. We want to be indemnified, held harmless from anything that we do in the name of rounding up the Jews. I mean, the Hispanics. Okay. So I'm going, this is what is going on right now. So then they say, all right, well, what's some of the other aspects in here? Oh, I'm an individual. I'm an Arizona resident. I don't think the city of Phoenix or the city of Glendale, the city of Mesa or whatever is enforcing this law enthusiastically enough. They don't have policy of checking everybody's identification that they detain, that they come in contact with, that they stop at a traffic stop. So I can sue them, and I get between $500 and $5,000 a day that I can show that they're not implementing this policy. They put that in there. Wow. Well, you know, there's guys lined up in support of this that are ready to do it. Man, they cannot wait. Then there's a whole bunch of other stuff in here, too. And we'll get to it. But I mean, can you start to see what's going on? Let's read the first paragraph. The legislature finds that there is a compelling interest. I mean, right off the bat, compelling interest. We got a compelling interest. Okay. What's your compelling interest? I don't like brown people. I mean, what's your compelling interest? They celebrate the wrong holidays. They play that really crappy accordion guitar music. I have my share of trumpets. I mean, is that it? Is that your compelling reason? You know, I mean, well, what is your compelling reason? Well, of course, they say, well, they clog up the roads. They use the libraries. They are making health care too expensive. They're getting free health care. They're getting free, you know, park access and libraries and schools and all this kind of stuff. Well, you're talking to a libertarian, man. I'm going, I don't care where you're from. You're getting a lot of free. That stuff needs to go away to begin with. It's the welfare state. It's always the government that complains about more customers. What if you didn't have all this? You know, I'm like, bring my. I had a pizza restaurant, man. I tell you, a lot of my customers just speak. I learned how to speak. You know, quiere pepperoni, okay? You know, yo quiero, you know, I quiero your money. That's what I want. All right. So this is you learn Spanish. I want your money. But you know, the thing is that a lot of people are saying, oh, no. They're here taken from me. And I'm going, I don't give a crap if you're from South Phoenix or Montana. It's my money. Do we even get to address the welfare state? No, that's not what they want to talk about. The compelling interest is that these people are ripping me off. And we pick the weakest of the bunch. You know, it's the gypsies, the Jews, the homosexuals, the whatever, the Hispanics. That is the compelling interest, not what the real root problem is, the welfare state. So the compelling interest in all cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws. Now, listen to this. The legislature finds that there is a compelling interest in the cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws throughout all of Arizona. That's the first sentence. I can't get past the first sentence. What does that mean? Cooperative enforcement. Cooperating who with who? Local law enforcement with the federal government. Papers, please. In the first sentence. I haven't even got past the first sentence yet. You guys get it? We find compelling interest for the locals to work with the feds to be able to ask you for your papers, please. Maybe we'll get into the second sentence when we come back. Here on Declare Your Independence. And you don't even need a government form.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. What is that mission? How about some truth, justice, and what used to be the American way, whatever the heck that was? You know, this is getting me going. You guys want to get me going? This is it. Second sentence of SB 1070. The legislature declares that the intent of this act, here we go, like the intent of the Patriot Act or the intent of Help America Vote Act or the intent, you know, whatever they call it, it's always the opposite. It's always the opposite. You know, we used to be the War Department and we were at peace. After World War II, they changed it to the Defense Department, and now we're at war all the time. You know what I mean? It's just amazing. You know, it's like they're playing with us. The legislature declares that the intent of this act is to make attrition, okay, make attrition. Let's make attrition. Let's look at a definition of attrition. The act of weakening or exhausting by constant harassment, abuse, or attack. Weakening by constant harassment, abuse, or attack. Exhausting by constant harassment, abuse, or attack. This is the policy of Arizona now. The legislature declares that the intent of this act is to make attrition the policy of constant harassment and attack. On who? Through enforcement, the public policy of all state and local government agencies in Arizona. Okay. The intent of this act is to use harassment with enforcement, the public policy of all state and local government agencies in Arizona. They're right up out, you know, up front about it. Our goal is constant harassment. Okay. Well, I know a lot of people jumping up and down going, "Yeehaw! Yeah, let's get some constant harassment going on." And I'm going, but that includes me. You know, because I had people from, you know, when they were first signed this and you had the other side, the Amnesty De La Immigrants Should Stay Here people, okay, I had them on the show. They're a national organization, De La, whatever. And I go, let me tell you what I know is going to happen. There's going to come the administration, okay, we're going to do some meaningful reform. Okay, we're going to pass whatever. Okay, and they are going, I go, you are going to go running and screaming, begging for a special license plate, a little armband, you know, your little ID. Yeah, you can show, yep, see, we're on a work program. We're here legal. We can stay here and raise our children that were born here kind of thing. They'll do it because, you know, they're thinking of themselves and their family. But what are they doing? They're guaranteeing that I'm getting asked for my ID. Yeah, it's papers, please. We got checkpoints here in Arizona highway right now. Right, not later. Right, not later. They have so many provisions in here that it's just, it goes on and on and on. And I can, you know, keep reading it, you know, line by line. We did this morning. It was just, it's killing me. I mean, you go, here, I'll give you a good one here. A law enforcement official or agency of this state or a county, city, town, or other political subdivision in this state may not consider race, color, or national origin in implementing the requirements of this subsection except... I always love accepts. Accepts are good. To the extent permitted by the United States or Arizona Constitution, a person is presumed, okay, you'll love this, a person is presumed to not be an alien who is unlawfully present in the United States if the person provides a law enforcement officer or agency any of the following. Okay? You are innocent if, which means you're guilty until, you show a valid driver's license, a valid Arizona non-operating identification license, a valid tribal enrollment card, you're from an Indian reservation, or you show your proof of legal presence with your green card or something, okay? So this is how these guys word this. A person is presumed not to be an alien after they show us his ID. You see my point? So what does that mean? Papers. I don't know, they might not even say please, okay? Now, the reason they might not say please is because they wanted to make sure that they were not held responsible. Because they went through this before. And you have, you know, these guys are going, wait, we went through this before. And, you know, we get you know, sued and all kinds of stuff. So what do they have? Except in relation to matters in which the officer is adjudged to have acted in bad faith. Okay. Now, this is the first thing. You have to be adjudicated to have acted in bad faith. You know, first you're good faith, right? Until somebody can show you. I mean, it may be, you know, video camera of somebody taking a video of the video that they get this and they show, yeah, this guy was being a butthead. All right. Unless they can prove that the officer had acted in bad faith, then a law enforcement officer is indemnified by the law enforcement officer's agency against reasonable costs and expenses. And stop right there. Anybody sues you and he says, hey, man, it was an immigration detention. He didn't have his papers on him. I put him on the ground. He was immigrated. Hey, man, I don't play favorites. I don't care if he looks Sweden. You know, I'm, you know, Swedish. I'm good. You know, she was a blonde babe and I wanted to check her immigration status. You never know. She looked like she was a, you know, Swedish bikini team or something, you know. So we're gonna get it. So that he's held harmless, man. He's done. I wasn't acting in bad faith. Once they, you know, make that claim, it was for immigration. They are indemnified by their own agency. All their court costs, all anything, because this was a problem before when they did. So the law enforcement said, we're not doing this unless you give this indemnification. We're not held responsible, including their attorney fees incurred by the officer in connection with any action, suit, or proceeding brought pursuant to this section, and in which the officer may be a defendant by reason of the officer being or having been a member of the law enforcement agency. So if you're acting, the officer, you go out and you abuse and use and whatever, hey, man, your local agency is going to take care of you, okay? You are not going to be held personally responsible for this. Okay. Now, then there's some other good stuff that gets interesting here. What they do is if anybody is going, you know, I don't think that they're doing this. You know, I don't think that they're you know, getting, you know, enthusiastic about this enough. So what do? They allow someone to sue. They're going, look, man, you know, I don't think your policy is not, you know, what I want, okay? You're not enthusiastic about doing this. And I'm trying to find this here. 500, you know, less than full attention. All right, here we go. If there is a judicial finding that an entity has violated this section, you know, they are, it's okay, let's go a little bit further back here. A person who is a legal resident of this state may bring an action to Superior Court to challenge any official or agency of this state or a county, city, town, or other political subdivision of this state that adopts or implements a policy that, you know, used to say or practice, you know, but now they go, okay, well, if it's written policy, that limits or restricts the enforcement of federal immigration laws. Now, this is where you have like the sanctioned city thing or even, you know, more simple. They just say, look, we can't afford this. We're not going to go out. You're not paying us to do this from the federal because this is a state law, not federal mandate, unfunded mandate. This is a state saying you have to do this. If they don't, they can't give them the money to. They don't have the money to give it to them. They're not allocating any funds. They're not appropriating any money for this. So what they got to do, they got to have some kind of penalty for them not doing it. All right. To less than the full extent permitted by federal law, if there is a judicial finding that an entity has violated this section, the court shall order that the entity pay a civil penalty of not less than $500 and not more than $5,000 for each day that the policy has remained in effect after the filing of an action pursuant to this subsection. Any legal resident of this state says, you're not doing it because I say. So just to avoid the litigation, what are they going to do? You see my point? Oh, you better be out there. You know, if you're driving around, walking around while Brown, get on the ground, because we got some questions to ask you. Papers, please. And you think it's just going to stay there? Do you think it's just going to be brown people that get asked? They're indemnified. It didn't say just Mexicans. It says until their immigration status has been verified, they are considered not to be an alien if they show their papers. And everything about this bill is just struck down right now. Hell, put on hold. Nope, you can't do any of that stuff except, you know, all this data is going to them. I'll tell you about that one.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Oh, and he's a-coming. I guarantee you, he's a-coming. You know, this is, and here's the one thing that I, why, you know, he's coming. No official or agency of this state or a county, city, town, or other political subdivision of the state may limit or restrict the enforcement of federal immigration laws to less than the full extent permitted by federal law. Okay? You know, sounds good. I mean, they put it up there. I mean, I'm not of that inclination, but that's A. For any, B, here it continues, for any lawful, now it used to say contact, and they struck that out. They kind of, you know, one of the houses said, nah, we, you know, just think you're walking up to somebody, because there's another law that says you do not, in Arizona, just because, until you are suspected of a crime or you have committed a crime, that an officer can ask for your identification. If you're just walking around, no papers, please. That's Arizona law. So we have this adjudicated already. Shelton 4409, one of our videographers, he's filming a camera fraud event, standing on the sidewalk. Police come up. They want ID from everybody. He goes, hey, man, you do that to all journalists? I'm just standing here video. No, I'm not giving it to you. Yeah, you do. No, I'm not. Yeah, you do. No, I'm not. He gets arrested. He spends the night in jail. Five charges, blah, blah, blah. We go to court, all dismissed. And this is after the judge really, really wanted to get him. But even the prosecutor's like, hey, man, I don't know, the law doesn't say that. I'm not making this up. I'm only here because my boss said I had to, you know? So this is just, you know, craziness. So they can't do it just for contact without changing the other law. So they go, all right, we'll do it for a stop, okay? It's a traffic stop, detention or arrest. For any lawful stop, detention, or arrest made by a law enforcement official or a law enforcement agency of this state or a law enforcement official or a law enforcement agency of a county, city, town, or other political subdivision of this state in the enforcement of any other law or ordinance of a county, city, town, or this state where reasonable suspicion exists that the person is an alien and is unlawfully present in the United States, a reasonable attempt shall be made when practical to determine the immigration status of the person, except if the determination may hinder or obstruct an investigation. Okay, what does this say? Any time you are stopped by law enforcement, you're at a traffic stop or whatever, they are to enforce this law. Papers, please, for any, you know, detention, arrest, protesting. What was Sheriff Arpaio doing today? They're out there by the hundreds. They're out protesting. They got hundreds of cops in there. Oh, everybody's ponying up today. Yes, boss, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, we're all, you know, hello, got your papers. Okay? Reasonable suspicion that, where reasonable suspicion exists that the person is an alien. An alien. What is reasonable suspicion? Well, they can't answer that either. They have training videos. They go, well, reasonable suspicion, which is, and it was on The Daily Show. They're making fun of them. You know, they're doing it, even the training video, they're kind of stammering on this, you know. Well, so this is, it's whatever they say it is. That's what it is. to determine the immigration status of the person, except if the determination may hinder or obstruct an investigation. Yada, 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 yada. So I'm asking, you're not going to get any kind of a fair shake on this thing. If you come in contact with law enforcement, you are only deemed to be a legal resident. You're presumed to be a legal resident. They even give you that if you show them your papers. How can you tell me this is not a papers, please, document? And they're going, you cannot restrict anything getting sent. You know, this is except as provided in federal law. Officials or agencies of this state and counties, cities, towns, and other political subdivisions of this state may not be prohibited or in any way restricted from sending, receiving, or maintaining information relating to the immigration status, lawful or unlawful, of any individual or exchanging that information with any other federal, state, or local governmental entity for the following official purposes. One, determining eligibility for any public benefit, service, yada, yada, yada. Verifying any claim of residence or domicile, if the determination of residence or domicile is required under the law. If the person is an alien, determine whether the person is in compliance, pursuant to yada, 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 and it goes on a bunch of stuff. What does this say? Now, think about it. You cannot prohibit or any way restrict from sending or receiving information so that lawful or unlawful immigration status can be determined. Okay? What does this mean? This is where the national ID part came in. We're going, how can you say this is not national ID? They go, because it says no state, county, city, town, or other political subdivision, the state can prohibit or restrict the sending or receiving of this information. It doesn't require it. Because it doesn't require that all these political subdivisions in the state of Arizona transmit this information, it's not national ID. You just can't stop it. And I'm going, these are the minds that you're dealing with. This is the kind of verbiage that you're dealing with. Think about it. What does it say? You are considered to be presumed not to be an alien if papers please. And what are they checking your papers against? You cannot be determined as a U.S. citizen unless there's something, you know, like birth certificate records, social security number, you know, all whatever goes to the federal government. They want to have a master database to check it against. For everybody, everywhere. This is not just Arizona. And there's going to be reciprocity for this, too. It's going to be, you know, everybody goes into one thing. It's national ID. Here we go. No, it's not. Doesn't require it. Just can't prevent it. Okay? This is what we have been hammering on for people to even read, and they won't do it. Why? Because they want what they want. And let me tell you what they want. First sentence. The legislature finds that there is a compelling interest in the cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws throughout all of Arizona. How do you do that? National database. Cooperative enforcement. What's a cooperation? What is that? It's, you know, like federal marshals of individuals, law enforcement. I can't read or something? And anybody that's done legislation dealing, which I have, I mean, I got enough Ernie laws, man. I'm good. Either they passed because of me or stuff we kind of snuck in with legislators that, you know, they wanted the stuff that we wanted. We just couldn't put our name on it. I can guarantee you that. We got all kinds of stuff done. But, you know, the thing is that I could see what was going on here. So now they're going to enforce this through attrition, which is harassment. I mean, that's the definition. We're just going to constantly harass people to do what we want. And that's all a distraction. It's all about the national data. So when they stripped this in the courts and they said, you know what? You know, from the point that the law enforcement comes in contact with somebody, we're going to say you can't do a lot of this stuff. But what'd they leave in place? No restriction on the transfer of the data. I mean, wow. Let's go ahead and get Thomas and Andrea. Andrea just came in. Go ahead, Thomas. Come on in. Thomas, tell me what your experience is, what was going on down there. Paint me a picture.
Well, we had mass pandemonium down there, and just a lot of people just up in arms about what's going on in Arizona. I don't know if how many of them are really understand it to the level that we do here, but there are a lot of very upset people, which is good because we need to get people focused off of baseball and onto what the bad guys are doing.
Well, what were they doing? Why, you know, see, that's one thing that gets me is you have these two groups. You have, I want to stay here and work. Yeah, I'm from Mexico, and what do you care? Or I'm brown, and I don't want to be, you know, knocked around. And the other side, no, gosh darn it, everybody, you need to go back and, you know, and give me your construction job that doesn't exist anymore. Okay, so it's, you know, but nobody's talking about the national ID aspects of this, or everybody getting asked for their papers, or the indemnification of the officer to do whatever the heck they want in the name of immigration. I mean, is anybody else even bringing this up?
But the very few people that I saw or have heard of. I even went to a meeting that a friend of ours did a presentation on to the supposed people who are interested in smaller government, and they poo-pooed out of everything he had to say. And these are people supposedly interested in smaller government.
So what? Tell me the scene down there. There are a lot of people in various. There's like, you know, at the tent city, they had people. They had people downtown county jail where they're going to be, you know, sending people in because they're already going. They're going to have some big news raids they're going to do today and get some people and because they can. And then down at the state capitol. So we had, you know, network television all over the place. You know, so did you see anybody getting arrested?
Oh, yeah. It was probably a solid 20 at least that I saw.
You know, this is how many officers in black? I mean, you know, how many officers did you see there?
200, 300.
Oh, see, we're at center of the universe. It's always Arizona because, I don't know, because our nail sticks up harder or higher. They want to hammer it down.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
By zero, I guess. You know, now, who's going to save us? We're going to try and save you here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, yeehaw! Well, we're taking care of business. We're doing what? I don't know what we're doing. Everybody's, you know, all up in arms down. We're down there doing what we can. We have in studio Andrea Garcia. We also got Michael Badnarik in here. He's sitting in going, oh, it's Arizona, man. You guys are always having fun. So we'll get to Michael here in a little bit. But, you know, we have Andrea Garcia. She's running against Russell Pierce, the person that was the champion of SB 1070. What a lot of people don't know is I've known Russell for a long time. He's been on the show a lot. You look in the archives and you'll see our shows. And what happened was he did what was called Prop 200 back in 04 election. And Prop 200 was an immigration thing. But before that, he was like director of Department of Motor Vehicles. And before that, he was law enforcement something, you know, the sheriff's department or some local something. And then he went to be director of Department of Motor Vehicles. He was the one responsible for advocating getting in there that your Social Security number be linked to your driver's license. Okay, so we're going, oh, nobody, they didn't like that none too much at all. So they go, okay, we won't make the Arizona driver's license number the same as Social Security number. It'll just be tied to it. It'll be the same thing. You know, we just won't, you know, whatever. So we're going, oh, man, you guys are killing me. So he becomes a legislator and he keeps pushing. And it was always about ID. It was linking Social Security number to driver's license. Then it was immigration and getting the number. Russell Pierce, senator, chairman of the Appropriations Committee. Russell, it's Ernie. Okay, we know, man. We know. Russell, it's always been about national ID. Okay, Mr. National ID. I'm going to brand you with that. You know me. You know I know you know me. We know each other. You know me. I know you that we know. Okay, national ID. Who we BSing, man? Don't even. Oh, but in the end, it's going to come out. It always does. But they want to get it in place first. Well, what happened? Federal court comes in and says, yeah, all this other stuff everybody's complaining about. You're right. That's bad. Except for that transfer of data thing. You know, we want that one. You know, that's okay. So I'm going, so Andrea, you're running against him. But, you know, let me tell you about Andrea. She was a big part of the Ron Paul revolution. She was, she's campaigned for Liberty, or was, you know, worked heavy with them. Then she was precinct committee for Republican Party. She's heavy duty in that Republican thing.
John Birch Society.
John Birch. I mean, oh, we're gonna save America. And then what happens? You know, she starts to get inside and see how the sausage is made, and she's like, dang. I mean, dang. You know, did you give some props to Ernie here? Did I predict this stuff or what?
Ernie predicted
it. Every level. You got to do it yourself. You got to go through it to experience it, because I don't tell you, don't do this. This would happen. And I go, just watch out for him. Make sure, go. It takes a year, 2 years. That's why they always say the joke, Michael Badnarik, probably knows it. You know, the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist is about 6 or 7 years if you're paying attention. After a few election cycles, you go, hey, man, I'm done with this government thing. I get it. So, Andrea, what prompted you to register libertarian and run for legislature for the Senate against one of the most popular guys, certainly in his district because of this, Russell Pierce? So what brought that on?
Well, it was when I first moved out of Gilbert, where I was an elected Republican or whatever, still served as treasurer for 22. I moved into Mason. I realized you can't even become a precinct committeeman. There's no work for me in the Republican Party in my district because they have it tied up with all the little old people that never show up to meetings and they don't really work for the party. I'm like, wait a minute, is this about holding a seat or is this about really working for what the Republican Party claims they want you to do, which is build the Republican Party? But magically, I wasn't welcome in that district. So behind my back, I had Republicans going, oh, we love Andrea. She works so hard and we're going to give her an award for helping the Republican Party, but just not in Mesa. So I was like, I'm going libertarian. I'm done with it. I'm done with the games of.
Well, then you decide, now the opportunities open up that you can actually have an effect by running. What's your main issue in this?
Well, my main issue in this was national ID and Mr. I love the photo cameras. Again, he writes one thing, writes legislation for one thing, but then says and does another. Comes to a meeting, I'm going to get rid of photo radar. It writes a bill to expand it. I don't want national ID. I don't believe in real ID, but I'm going to write it into a bill anyways.
Oh, but no. Real ID, we got to give you. Oh, that's a goodie.
Not
here,
not real
too.
ID, national ID.
I know, but real ID, they got a thing in here about this. Let me scroll to that.
And that was Andy Biggs, and we went in there, and I sat in Andy Biggs' office.
Which is another legislator.
Another legislator. And I said, you've got to take a look at this. Because you guys are pro-small government, supposedly. You want your small government, proper old government people, constitutionalists. Yet how can you let this database sharing show? And his words to me were, I talked to Russell about this database sharing, and I told him this could be an issue.
Yeah, and I know what Russell did. He goes, well, we got the county attorney, which is big, with Arpaio, Andrew Thomas, just go kick some immigrant butt. And all you got, no, there's not a constitutional violation here. See, they said, and that was the skirts that they hid behind.
Right, and it's not Real ID. The Real ID Act of 2005, this is a different Real ID. It's a national ID. There's about 50 different forms of national ID.
Okay, now this, I'm looking for it, and I'm trying to scroll through this thing and find it. And this is how they addressed the Real ID thing. And it was just, it's just like them. This is how it works. And let me go ahead and find this while you go ahead and tell us about the other side. Go ahead and talk to us about the Democrats and the immigrants, legal or Hispanics or illegal immigrants down there. I mean, what's their issue? They even understand it? Have they even read it?
I don't think they've read it either. I think that both sides of this are being used as pawns. I was down there earlier. Things escalated between, I don't want to say a white supremacist group, but people that were for the bill. And the lady had a sign that basically said, anti-1070 equals terrorism.
Well, of course
she
did.
She told me, you're pro-terrorist. I said, really? Pro-terrorist because I'm against portions that are in 1070. Well, don't you think there's a problem with illegals? Yes, there's a problem. I understand that. But this is not the answer. I'm giving you a card. The illegal side, the pro-illegal, we should just have big old love fest with amnesty and people should just be able to do what they want, follow no rules. They feel the same way. Well, if you think that we should have a secure border, then you're wrong too. But this is our country. We should be able to take this back. We lost this in the war. We were here first. And I'm like, okay, your point doesn't make any sense. But you will take national ID when they control you and they control everything that's in your life. They'll come to you and they'll make it so bad they'll make it so bad for illegals to be here. They will make the immigration process so complicated, which it is, that they will be willing to take the card. Just let us come here and work, and I promise we'll just take the card and be quiet.
What they've done is they set in here, and I'm searching for it. This PDF, it doesn't allow me to search. But the what it was, it says this legislation does not have anything to do and will not, you know, enact the Real ID of 2005.
Correct. But that's of 2005.
Right. Now, they specify that. They go, 2005, that Real ID, that one's bad. You know, but the thing was is that I remember that the reason they put that in there is here in Arizona, what they did is they had legislation that Janet Napolitano, now head of the Gestapo, okay? Janet Napolitano, when she was governor here, she signed this into law that said Arizona will not have anything to do with Real ID. Yay! They clap. Okay, here it is. It says, this section does not implement, authorize, or establish, and shall not be construed to implement, authorize, or establish the Real ID Act of 2005. Okay?
But it's still National ID.
Okay, well, it's even better than that. When they did this, I remember when this happened. We did a big stories on it. We got Karen Johnson. She commented on it. She wrote articles. She was a very popular Republican senator there. And she's just like, yeah, no, this is all crap. Well, what it was is, of course, they didn't need National ID. I mean, the Real ID, because they already had it. It's called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. Look it up. Google it. Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. And let me tell you what it's called. You may know it as enhanced driver's licenses. Okay? That's what that whole thing was. What they did is they had already in place. I can just do Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative, WHTI, and do Wiki, and I'll bet you it comes up. And there she is. Okay. Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative is a law of the United States that requires all travelers to show a valid passport or other approved secure document when traveling to the U.S. from areas within the Western Hemisphere. The purpose, according to the U.S. Department of State and U.S. Department of Homeland Security, is to strengthen border security and facilitate entry to the United States for both legitimate U.S. citizenship, foreign, blah, 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 blah. Enhanced driver's licenses. You guys keep hearing about this. So they go, we are not going to comply with the Real ID Act of blah, blah, blah. They already had it. It was already in place. Your biometrics of the picture that you take for your driver's license, that's it. Little magnetic strip and barcode-y kind of stuff. Done. Already there. Hello. Do you guys get it? You know, if you listen to everything that they're saying, you're just sheep, man. Meh. You know what I mean? You don't get what's really going on. What they are doing is using smokescreen of something they built up into this big issue. Fox News bullet points. Then CNN, MSNBC on the other side. Yeehaw! We're for this. No, we're getting it. We're for it. No, we're getting it. It's the old red team versus blue team crap. And the whole time, there's this purple out there going, we got you. You know, and that's what's happening. And you guys are just what? Were you concerned enough that you would actually read it? That you'd actually read it? What, you think I'm making this up? Go to freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms with an S. Phoenix.com for today's show. Afternoon of July 29th. And you go into the afternoon show there and you'll see the link to all this stuff and the actual verbiage. This is what's happening right, not later. And somebody brought it up from the beginning. Well, who was that guy? I don't remember who. You think about it. We'll be right back.